Praise God. The word tonight is wait patiently on God. In fact, let me just say a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you, God, because you're so good. Oh, my God, we thank you that we can call on your name tonight. We thank you, Lord, because we know in whom we believe. And, God, even as I minister this word, let your anointing, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, just ride upon your word, because your word is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So, God, we know that your word's not going to go out and return to you a void, but it will accomplish all that you intend for it to do. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. So the topic, again, is wait patiently on God, which is not an easy thing to do. You know, in today's society, it seems as though the word patience has been taken out of our vocabulary. That's the way it seems. It's simply just not tolerated anymore. But instead, we are taught to expect instant results. And see, we need what we need when we need right now. That's the kind of society, that's the kind of world we live in, a right now, right now. Give it to me now. See, instant communications have made us impatient people. See, with GPS, we could tell others where we are at any moment of the day and when we are expected to arrive. For example, I can arrive in Philadelphia in 45 minutes by plane instead of a 4 or 5 hour ride in the car and avoid the crazy traffic on 95. That's the kind of society we live in, fast. But there is one particular instance in which patience is still needed. Whether you and I like it or not, we still got to be patient. And I'm going to ask that you turn with me to James, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to be reading the 7th through the 8th verses, praise God, talking about patience. Verse 7 says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren," talking to the people of God, "unto the coming of the Lord." That's a long time to be patient. It says, "Be patient until the coming of the Lord. Behold," or "look, the husbandman," or the farmer, "waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it." He's got to wait a long time for it, "until he receives the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient." He's still talking to the brother and to the people of God. James says, "Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." What a right now powerful word. Be patient. That's what he's warning. He's telling the people of God, be patient. Be patient until the Lord comes. Praise God. You know, back in the day, farmers in Palestine absolutely depended on two rainy seasons. James is talking about it. See, the late fall and the mid-spring for their crops. They needed that. They need that late rain and that mid-rain. See, today's farmers have irrigation equipment and certain pesticides and artificial plant hormones to facilitate the growth of their crops. Nevertheless, the farmer still must wait for the seed to germinate, seed to die, for the rainwater, for the sun to shine. Praise God. See, some may plant. The farmers plant. And then someone will come along and water. But it's the Lord that giveth the increase. It's the Lord that causes things to come forth out of the earth. And that works as well spiritually as it does naturally. See, without the Lord, you and I, we can do absolutely nothing. We may plan things and we may start things, but it's God who's going to allow it to happen. You know, people of God, it's important to say, if it's the Lord's will, I'll do this. If it's God's will, I'll be there. And if it's God's will, I'm going to do such and such. Because understand, If it's not God's will, we won't be anywhere. Praise God. But it's by his mercy and his grace. Remember those new mercies that he gives us each and every day, brand new mercies. By the mercy of God, we're able to keep going day by day by day. So no matter which season in your lives that we're living in, maybe a good season, maybe a troubled season, sometimes God will allow storms to just occur in our lives. And what happens when those storms come that teaches us some patience? We've got to wait on God. We got to wait on him to answer and wait on him for deliverance to set us free. But you know, sunshine always follows rain. Amen. God has a way of just giving us a release, giving a release to the people of God. See, there are times when we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel because there's so much trouble. It's so much darkness. Before we get out of one thing, it appears there's another trouble. And before you get out of that, there's something else. But you and I, we may be going through tough times, and people are going through tough times and hard times, but the Lord knows what it takes to develop real patience in our lives. The topic is wait patiently on God. Amen. While we're going through, it doesn't feel good. While we're going through, and sometimes we don't even look good. But, you know, we've been through fire, been through trouble, but God can deliver us. God can bring us out so we don't even look like the fire that we've been through. Hallelujah. We don't even have the smell of fire on us. But we've been through something. There are folks even on this line are yet going through tough times. Some people will smile, but you don't know how they're hurting on the inside. See, people look at the outside, but God sees your heart. Amen. He promised, but we got the promises of God, that he will not allow us to go through more than we are able to bear. That's a promise. And he says he will make a way and escape for every temptation. I don't care what the season is in your life, but God is always present. He never leaves us. He never, ever forsake us. He's with us always, even to the end of the world. Amen. The scripture tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but the Lord will send joy in the morning. The scripture also says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. Now, see, while the farmer is waiting on the latter rain, waiting on the rain to change things and give the increase and give the crop that he has planted, but God will send a latter rain in our lives. Amen. I want to tell you that we can't go through to the point that God will not make a relief or send a release in our lives. Amen. God knows even during the times that we're going through. But when that latter rain comes, let me tell you, that means when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit just indwells our lives, it just encompasses us. We begin to see answers to our prayers. When the latter rain comes, amen, we experience a time of miraculous healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise God. When the latter rain comes, revival breaks out, and people become hungry for the true and the living God. Say amen, somebody. But we still need to wait patiently on God until God sends the answer to our prayers. Amen. You may ask the question, well, how do we develop patience? How do we do that? And, you know, James also says in that book, he says, let patience work, have a perfect work in you. That means Let it happen. If you're going through something, allow patience to work in your life, because see, God knows what he's doing. God knows what you and I need to be strengthening us, to strengthen us in our faith. That's what he's saying. Let it happen. Allow patience to work in our lives. James 1:3-4 says, the trying or testing of your faith worketh patience. And I'll tell you what, most people, most of us, we don't like to be tested. We don't like to get out of our comfort zone. But God knows what it takes to sometimes to buffer us a little bit. Because if everything were go along just smooth and just peaches and cream all the time, we wouldn't pray. We wouldn't even bend our knees. We wouldn't even think, oh, I'm doing good. It's all about me, myself, and I. I'm doing good, and I'll tell you, the sun is shining in my life. But God, he knows what it takes. And you know what the Bible says? He chastised those that he loves. If God is chastising you, be thankful. Give him the praise. And let patience have her perfect work. That's what James is saying, that we may be perfect and entire, and wanting nothing. Wow, what a place to be in God. A lot of times we think we have patience. We think we are able to do certain things, but we don't know what kind of patience we have until we are tested. Praise God. And when we are tested and we come through, and the Bible says that we will come through as pure gold. When we know how to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, then we shall come forth as pure gold. Then you will have a testimony knowing what God can do. See, this is an individual thing. We have to know God personally for ourselves. It's okay to call on the elders of the church and people to pray for us, but there comes a time when it's just you and I, you and God, that we will just face to face and talk to God plainly. He already knows what we're going through, but he wants us to make our requests known to him with prayer and supplication and mixed with thanksgiving. The Bible says, let it be made known to him. See, Apostle Paul, he endured a lot of hard times. I mean, but he said this, brethren, again, talking to the people of God, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, I haven't arrived yet. But he said, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me, and then I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before me. And he's saying, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And people of God, if you don't have a press in your soul, if you don't have a hunger and thirst after righteousness, ask God. He'll give it to you. And you hunger and thirst after righteousness. The Bible says we shall be filled. But Paul realized he'd been through enough. He says, I'm not even going to let those things bother me. I'm not even worrying about the things that are behind me, but I'm keeping my eyes on the prize. And if we want to be successful, if we want to grow in God, we must, it's a must that we keep our eyes stayed on him, keep our minds stayed on him, because he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Look what's happening in the world today. We've never seen anything like this in our lifetime. We've never seen it such that you can't even go outside unless you have a mask on. I was in the store the other day, and I just looked how many people, including myself, had masks on. People getting out their cars or getting ready to get out. They're putting on their mask. And the thing is, there's so many uncertainties and so much bad news here and there, and people are really going through. I mean, 150,000 people gone and more expected to die. We know we have to keep ourselves anchored in God. We know we have to keep in touch with him. And see, 1 Peter 5:10 says, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that we have suffered a while, after we've been tested, after we've been tried, after we have just allowed patience to have her perfect work, he said he will establish us, in other words, confirm us, settle us, and then he'll strengthen you for this journey, strengthen you along this Christian way. Oh, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all. But with Christ, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. Then 2 Peter 1 and 5 says, giving all diligence, and this is one of the first scriptures Pastor asked the church to read, 2 Peter, the first chapter, and it tells giving all diligence, in other words, giving it everything you have, giving you hard work, and putting your shoulder to the plow. It says add to your faith virtue. See, we have to grow in this thing. You don't get patience overnight, or it's just not going to drop down out of the sky and say, oh, Lord, here it is. I got the patience. No, this is a continual thing. It's an eternal, it's a lifetime thing. He says, so add to your faith virtue, and then add to virtue knowledge. And then you are not finished yet. Add to knowledge temperance. And to temperance, he said, add patience. There it is. That's that word again. Add patience. When you've been temperate in all things, when you know how to brace yourself, how to adjust yourself, then he says, then add patience right along with this. This is a process. And to patience, don't stop there. Add godliness. While you're waiting on God, while you're waiting patiently on him, you let there be some godliness. Let their people see the God in you. And to godliness, he says, add brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. In other words, add love. Add love. You can see this is a process. This Christian life is a process. Working for the Lord is a process. It's a daily routine. It's a daily thing. It's like breathing in and breathing out. Inhaling, exhaling. I breathe in Jesus. I breathe in the Word of God. I stand on the promises of God. That's why Pastor is having us to read the scriptures. Read them daily. Read it out loud to yourself. You say, well, that don't make much sense. Why do I need to read it out loud to myself? Simply because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And certainly we need our faith to increase. Hearing, the word hearing is ever going. It's present and it's steady going on. It didn't say who you had to hear the word from. So when you hear yourself say the word, that is faith. That is helping you to grow and acknowledge what the word of God says. And so all of this is a process growing in God. It's all of this works together in helping us to let patience have her perfect work. We're going to need it. And it says, and let this work in us until the coming of the Lord. That's what James says. He is coming again. Jesus is coming for those that are looking for him. Jesus is coming for those who know that he is the groom that is getting ready to come and get the church, which is the bride. In the natural, we know when we're getting ready to get married, ladies, we know this. Oh, we prepare, we start months in advance, sometimes a few years, planning for the wedding. And so therefore, how much more the church being the bride of Christ. He's coming back for us. Prepare ourselves. This is the preparation time right now. We are preparing ourselves to meet the King, to meet the King of Kings, to meet the Lord of Lords. If you do not examine yourself, start today. The way the scriptures are being fulfilled, he can come at any time. We need to work quietly before the Lord. The Bible says, work and walk circumspectly. In other words, softly before God, knowing that, that I need to make sure that I'm in line with His Word and have the love. That's why this is a process. Having godly love, one for another. So as you can see, it takes the strength and grace of God to help you and I endure some things in order that we might be established and settled in our faith. God will allow us to go through more than we're able to bear. So if we're going through, if you're in the midst of it, if you're in it, that is an indication God will allow you to go through it. Hallelujah. Praise God that we don't have to stay there. But we, the, like David says, yay, through I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. Through, I walk through it. It didn't say I'm not going to stay there, but I'm going through it. God will give us the strength. Therefore, we have to learn how to wait patiently for the Lord without murmuring, wait on Him without grumbling, wait on God without being mean and mean to folks and irritable and complaining and hateful. And folks look at you and say, what's the matter with you? And folks say, yeah, you know, can't you see I'm going through? Don't you know what's going on? And this, that, and the other. No, no. But it takes the love of God. It takes the grace of God to help us. Because as long as we're complaining and mumbling and grumbling, we haven't passed the test, so we only have to go through it over again. We prolong the test, and sure enough, the test is surely to come. You don't know what kind of patience we have unless we've been tested. And see, He may not come when we want Him, as we say all the time, but He's always on time. He's an on-time God. Oh, yes, He is. See, Job said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. See, if the fact that he said he's going to wait as long as he lives, he knew a change is going to come. That's where you and I have to be. We have to be patient with God, knowing that a change will come. Praise God. Hallelujah. So here's how we need to wait patiently on the Lord. Number one, stop focusing on the problem or the situation at hand. Stop just letting that forever, ever just be on your mind. And yes, it's real. Oh, my goodness. And yes, it hurts and everything. But let patience have her perfect work in you. Says, God, I'm yours, Lord. Everything I am, everything I'm not, all that I need to be, God, you fix it. He knows what to do. And then see yourself delivered and walking in the victory over that situation. Oh, yeah, you may still be going through, but yet when you allow the God to work in your life, you can still go through the situation, and God can give you a peace about it. See, He knows how to give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He knows how to keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So start calling those things which are not as though they are. Learn how to decree and declare certain things. I declare that I am blessed. I decree that I shall be victorious, and I'm walking in faith. If you're believing God for a husband, but disbelieving, and I declare that God, at his appointed time, when he wants me to do this, then he will send that person across my path. Amen. Praise God. So start decreeing. If you need a house to live in, I decree, I declare that this is my year. This is the time that God is going to bless me with a home. Praise God, you've got to confess these things. Remember, out of your mouth, you can speak blessings or you can speak cursings. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Don't forget that. Speak your blessings. Speak it to come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God, start thanking God for the answer and give God a praise. Put a praise down in your soul all the day and be thinking, say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that I'm free. I thank you that I have more than enough. Praise God. Maybe your money is funny. Maybe you don't see the way out. Can't make ends meet. God, I just thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, because you have everything that we need. All my needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And listen, never, ever allow your joy to be taken away. For the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So wait patiently on God. He'll be there. Amen. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, it shall come to pass. I hope you've been blessed by that word. My God, I know I am. Listen, that word is for me. God, you help me to wait patiently on you. God, help me that I may keep my mind stayed on you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We thank you, God, because you are God. And besides you, there is no other. There's no one to be compared to you. Lord, can nobody do us like you? Hallelujah. Nobody can save us. Nobody can deliver us like you can, Lord. Nobody can lift us up when we're down, can strengthen us, oh God. Hallelujah. In the midst of turmoil, in the midst of trouble, God, our hearts say thank you right now. We give your name praise. We give you the glory. You are worthy, God, of all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. You said that we must worship you that way. We must come to you, God, and believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. And Father, we are guarding our hearts with all diligence tonight. Hallelujah. We guard it tonight. With diligence, knowing that all the trying of our faith, hallelujah, it's going to work patience for us. Hallelujah, God, that you will be well-pleasing with us. But God, we glorify you, Lord, because you have given us your promises. You have given us your word, God. That's what we stand on today. Your word, God, is quick and is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, my God. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall never pass away. Your word is forever established, huh? It's established in heaven. It's established in the earth. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to walk this life patiently and waiting on you, Lord. We need your help, God. We're calling on your everlasting name. We're calling on your sovereign name. We call on you tonight, Lord. We call on you, God, with earnest hearts, Lord. We call on you, oh God. We need you tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. Every high thing, everything that exalts itself over above the knowledge of God, we call it down right now. We command the enemy to take his hands off of God's people. We complain and we complain and we murmur, we grumble. We ask you for forgiveness, Lord. We ask you, God, fix us, make us where we need to be. Bring us up to the next level in you. Elevate our faith up. Elevate us, God. Strengthen us up so that we can be established, that we can be perfected in you, God, that we can be at the point that you would settle us and that we won't have to want anymore. Hallelujah. God, your word mean what it say. Help us to let patience have her perfect way and work in us, Father. And then, God, even as we're going through, oh God, let our light shine that give us the testimony that God, you are a deliverer. You are our peace. You are our strength. You are our way out. You are our victory tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every person on this line tonight that you will strengthen, God, that you will make ways, God, open up the doors that have been closed in their face. God, we decree and we declare that every door that's closed, God, that you know how to open that door, and the doors that need to be shut. Father, we believe you, God, the mouths of people that have talked about us, the mouths of folks that have said harmful things, hurtful things. God, you know how to shut the mouth because you said so in your word, God. God, I thank you tonight that we are covered under the blood. We are covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. All those names on our prayer list, the ones that are still there, the new ones we've added. God, we are praying for them. God, that you would give them increase, that you would give them increase, Lord, in their lives, increase of things that they need in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, for you are our shepherd. We shall not suffer lack. Bless those that need healing tonight. Strengthen their faith while they're waiting on you, while they're waiting patiently for healing, God. We decree and we declare the healing. Let it spring forth, as the scripture says. Let it spring forth, oh God, in their lives, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. Healing, God, for their mind. Healing, God, in their bodies. Healing, God, in the name of Jesus, on whatever it is that they need. Deliverance, God. Strength tonight, Lord. Peace in their home. Victory in their lives. Salvation for their children. Oh, my God, we need wholeness. Make us whole, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I'm praying, God, for every church leader, every bishop or pastors, God, all the lay people, God, members everywhere, church worldwide, God. Oh, Father, strengthen them in the faith. Help them to know that Jesus is soon to come, Father. Help them to know, God, that we need to be looking and we need to be watching. We need to be waiting, God, earnestly. We're waiting, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to walk as if we are this is our last day. Help us to walk as if this is the last hour. Father, fix it tonight. Father, open up the understanding of the people. Open their hearts, open their minds, God. Bring them into a higher dimension in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we're growing in love, God, and love, brotherly love. Let that go from heart to heart, breath to breath. Father, I call it so in the name of Jesus. And Father, I come against and I counsel the work of the enemy for all the sex trafficking that's going on. Protect our young girls. Protect them, Lord. Cover them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Work it out, God. Means for them, God. Work it out, Lord. There's some in halfway houses. There's some that need the help of others, Lord. You know how to deliver. Use us to be a blessing to somebody else, oh God. Use us to lift up the hung down heads, the hurting, God. Use us, God, to bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we love you tonight. We're looking unto the hills for which cometh our help. We know all our help comes from you, Father. We bless you, Lord, and we glorify your name. We exalt you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Lord. We glorify you, God. You are our peace in the midst of turmoil. You are our joy. Oh, my God, there's nobody like you. We love you tonight. We love you with our whole heart, with all our mind, all our strength. We love you, Lord. Have your way in our lives. And, God, we shall continue to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and the honor. It belongs to you. And I thank you for such a time as this. Even in the midst of chaos, you are still God. In the midst of trouble, you're still in control. In the midst, you're still Lord over our lives. Amen. We ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus and for his glory. Amen and amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Can someone say amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God has the praises of his people. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. We believe it and we thank you, God. We
yes,
receive
Lord.
It. And we bless
thank you,
it.
Jesus.
We will bless the Lord
we
in all
praise
time.
Him.
And his
thank
praise
you, Lord
shall
Jesus.
Continually
hallelujah.
In
thank
our
you.
In
thank
Jesus' name. Amen
you.
And amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
We thank God for this opportunity. We love you. And remember, call somebody, invite them to be on this prayer line. And if you're being, if this prayer line is being a blessing to you, just let me know that. Send me a text. Go out on Facebook, wherever you need to go. I know many of you do that. I get texts and different things, but come on. If the Lord has continued to bless you, I receive that in the name of Jesus. I love you tonight. And I know that we can make it. We're in this thing together. We will make it in the name of Jesus. So until next week, I'm praying for you. You pray for me. And we're going to watch God stay soon. God bless you. And I say good night to you. Amen.
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 Come on, 7:30.
That's right.
Well, I'm at 8 o'clock then. Why I'm at 8 o'clock then?
7:30.
Pastor Bowling come on at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.